excited and a little bit relieved, I have to say. I mean, the whole distillery idea, I guess, is that there's a business in itself just in producing whiskey and selling branded whiskey around the world, but it also is a significant addition, I think, to the Wild Atlantic Way generally, but specifically for the Slieve League Cliffs area and Carrick in specifically.
Now the planning permission has been upheld. When can we expect the facility up and running? And indeed, in terms of jobs, James, how many are we talking here?
Well, when it's fully functioning, it'll be approximately 40 jobs, I think. And then in terms of timing, we have the gin distillery in Carrick in a small facility already, but the main distillery will be probably start building at the end of 2017. It's at least a year to build the distillery and be producing at the end of the year or the beginning of 2019, with, I suppose, the first whiskey then being available sort of at 3 years after that.
Of course, we see many distilleries around the country kind of getting a new reform, a reformation, as it were, and so many people are taking to going to see them and so on. You're hoping for a similar reaction to yours as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's ironic, really, that in the 1850s there was about 88 distilleries in Ireland, and by the 1980s that had dropped to 2. But now I think there are about 8 in production at the moment and a further 20 in planning. And, you know, we know from Scottish experience as well as the existing distilleries in Ireland that tourists seek out kind of authentic distilleries and enjoy visiting them and spending time in them and in the areas around them. So I'm sure we'll do well from that.